I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. A heat advisory in effect from noon to 8 p.m. We'll see temperatures into the mid-90s and a heat index near 105. There's still no agreement on a way for the state to distribute money to schools in time for the fall. But that hasn't stopped Governor Bruce Rauner from calling lawmakers back to the State House today. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has more.
Schools might not get money from the state because Senate Democrats are holding a bill that changes the way the state distributes that money, so poor districts would receive more. Governor Rauner supports most of the plan to change the school funding formula, but he's threatened to veto part of the bill that would send more money to Chicago public schools, saying that cash should go to other districts. In a statement, House Speaker Michael Madigan says Rauner is trying to create a crisis by pitting students against each other. Meantime, until the bill is sent to the governor, it's not clear how lawmakers will spend their time in Springfield since the governor's called them back. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois State Police are marking Illinois Speed Awareness Day today through education and enforcement efforts. State police officials say speed was the reason for more than 34% of traffic fatalities during 2015, the last year that complete statistics are available. That's 369 deaths for the year, or about one fatality every day. State police say the goal is to try to reduce speeding and increase safety for drivers, pedestrians, cyclists, and passengers. Trooper Joey Watson says making the choice to slow down could mean dramatically better results on the roads.
At the end of the day, that choice, made positively, is a safe birthday. It's the next Christmas. It's getting to enjoy the ride home and take an evening with your family at McDonald's in the movie, versus making a poor choice and now having to deal with those negative repercussions.
Last year, during the state's Speed Awareness Day, police issued more than 2,200 warnings and 3,000 tickets. State police say drivers and passengers should know the chances of death, disfigurement, or debilitating injury increases with higher rates of speed. Officials say those risks double for every 10 miles an hour over 50 miles an hour traveled. Authorities also say the effectiveness of safety devices like seatbelts and airbags decline as speeds go up. A series of seminars this week in Southern Illinois aims to let more people know about a new initiative to boost solar power in the state. Pam Richart is the co-director of the Eco Justice Collaborative. She says the Future Energy Jobs Act, which took effect in June, provides $750 million in job training opportunities for the solar energy industry. The meetings are going on today at Southeastern Illinois College in Harrisburg. More information at ecojusticecollaborative.org. We're going to see sunshine today, warm temperatures, a high near 95 with a heat index near 105.